Ever dreamed of turning your creative ideas into income without starting a company? Stephen Key's One Simple Idea reveals the surprisingly accessible path of licensing, allowing others to manufacture and market your innovations while you collect royalty checks. This approach has attracted everyone from stay-at-home parents to corporate executives looking for creative freedom.
Unlike traditional entrepreneurship, licensing requires minimal capital, no employees, and lets you maintain your day job while building income streams.
The beauty lies in its simplicity. Create valuable ideas, protect them appropriately, and partner with companies that already have the infrastructure to bring them to market.
This path offers the rewards of entrepreneurship without many of its burdens. Contrary to popular belief, the most successful licensed products aren't revolutionary inventions, but clever improvements to existing items. The key is identifying sleeping dinosaurs, established products ripe for innovation.
Consider everyday frustrations. The package that's difficult to open, the tool that's uncomfortable to hold, the children's game that could be modernized.
These pain points represent golden opportunities.
Paul Rego exemplified this by transforming traditional tag into laser tag using infrared technology, not inventing a new game, but reimagining an existing one.
The most licensable ideas solve common problems in straightforward ways, making people think, "Why didn't I think of that?" Everyone possesses this creative ability. It's about making connections between existing elements in new ways. Before investing significant time in an idea, evaluate it against four critical criteria. First, does it solve a genuine problem? Companies are drawn to products that address widespread issues because they're easier to market. Second, does your idea have a wow factor that makes it stand out? In crowded marketplaces, products need something special to capture attention, not necessarily complex, but immediately compelling. Third, does it appeal to a large market? While niche products can succeed, broader applications typically generate more licensing opportunities. Finally, can it be manufactured using common methods and materials? Companies prefer concepts that work with their existing equipment and supply chains, minimizing investment and risk. Trust your instincts, but also seek objective feedback, particularly from someone who has successfully licensed products in your target industry.
The traditional inventor's path often involves perfecting a product before considering its commercial potential, a costly and risky approach. Successful licensors take a different route, focusing on demonstrating benefits rather than perfecting features. Start by answering, "Will it sell?" Gather evidence through market research and user feedback. Then determine whether your idea is manufacturable at a reasonable cost. When it comes to prototypes, remember that the goal isn't perfection, but demonstration. Tom Christensen's crude but functional flying disc prototype effectively showed its unique benefit, the ability to throw farther than competitors, which was enough to secure a licensing deal. Use cost-effective methods, like modifying existing products, creating mock-ups from foam core or clay, or utilizing 3D printing. Invest just enough to demonstrate value, letting the licensing company handle production refinements.
Many inventors rush to patent their ideas, investing thousands before determining market potential. While patents have their place, a more strategic approach balances protection with practicality. The Provisional Patent Application, PPA, offers an excellent middle ground. For around $65, a PPA provides patent pending status for 12 months, during which you can test market interest. Marco's experience illustrates this perfectly. Rather than investing in a full patent upfront, she filed a PPA and quickly secured a licensing deal. The company handled the more extensive patent work as part of the agreement. Documentation is another vital protection strategy. Keep a detailed inventor's logbook with dated entries witnessed by others to establish your claim as the original creator. When working with patent attorneys, be selective and involved.
Choose someone with experience in your product category and actively participate in the process.
In licensing, how you present your idea often matters as much as the idea itself. The cornerstone of effective presentation is the one-line benefit statement, a concise description of what your idea does for the end user. Rather than describing a dual-action rotating blade system with ergonomic handle, say it chops vegetables twice as fast with half the effort. This focuses on value rather than mechanics. Pair this with a one-page sell sheet, essentially a visual billboard for your concept, that includes your benefit statement as a headline, strong visuals, bullet points highlighting key benefits, your contact information, and patent status if applicable. These materials work in tandem with your initial outreach efforts. When you capture someone's interest during a call, the sell sheet provides immediate visual reinforcement. Remember that you're not selling a product. You're selling an opportunity that will benefit the company through increased sales or competitive advantage. For many inventors, approaching companies is the most intimidating part of licensing. Fear of rejection or theft prevents great ideas from reaching the market. While stories occasionally surface about alleged misappropriation, reputable companies generally avoid such practices due to potential legal complications. Cold calling remains one of the most effective contact methods, despite being intimidating. Email submissions often get lost, while phone conversations create personal connections and allow immediate feedback. When making calls, avoid identifying yourself as an inventor. Present yourself as a product developer with a solution to a specific problem. Target the right person within the organization. Legal departments typically say no, while marketing or product development managers are more receptive. Take detailed notes of every conversation, and if you receive a no, politely ask for feedback. Remember that licensing is a numbers game. Approach multiple companies simultaneously to increase your chances while gaining valuable experience with each interaction.
When a company expresses serious interest, approach negotiations as equals, regardless of the company's size. You bring unique value, a solution to their problem, which gives you legitimate negotiating power. Several elements form the backbone of licensing agreements: exclusivity rights, consider whether the company can fully exploit your idea in all markets; royalty rates, typically 2 to 10% of wholesale price; advances, modest upfront payments that demonstrate commitment; minimum guarantees, ensuring you receive payment regardless of sales performance; improvements clauses, preventing companies from making small changes to avoid royalties; and audit rights, verifying sales figures. Before involving attorneys, summarize terms in a simple term sheet that outlines key points. Throughout negotiations, maintain a collaborative approach. The goal is a sustainable partnership where both parties benefit from the idea's success. By mastering these fundamentals, you can secure agreements that fairly reward your creativity while giving companies incentive to fully develop your ideas, creating the foundation for a flexible, creative, and potentially lucrative licensing lifestyle.